Welcome to Homeroom, the only show.
Yeah.
I'm Jack.
I'm Quinn. The only show ever.
Are you a big Friday guy?
I like Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just got to get through that day and then the glorious weekend is here.
Oh, I've never been. This is the first weekend that I'm ever, like, this is the first weekend that I have nothing going on.
See, that's crazy.
It's wild.
You have so much going on and you don't care. Like, if I have to do homework at home, I'm mad.
Oh, I don't do homework.
Hey!
I genuinely don't think I have done homework at home in a while.
Oh, no. Like, the only homework I'll do is, like, if I'm gone and I have makeup
exactly,
work, then
yeah.
I'll do that.
But I don't have to do, I'll get stuff done in class.
Yeah, and I also have
scheduling.
I have the first half of choir. When the band kids aren't there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's basically like a free study hall. And it's
encore,
wonderful.
Homeroom.
Encore. Exactly.
Whatever. Like, how do you get homework?
And sometimes you don't even do it. Let's
sometimes,
be honest.
Hey, just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, do it if you're listening.
I can't promote that on a school podcast.
Yeah.
I can't
do your homework.
Do your homework. Always do your homework.
I'll find you.
The only time that I can remember, like, actually sitting down and having to do homework all the time was Altwine's class. Just because.
Yeah.
And then I would just turn on Logic's 2020 album, No Pressure, and I would start going. That's all I've been doing recently. I would re-listen to that album, and I was like, oh, that takes me back.
Oh, back in the day.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah, that's all I did. I have come to some new music. I have come into some new music, and I'm so hype about it.
We can't play it on the podcast, could we?
Several times, I have thought to myself and gone, gosh, I wish I could just do a podcast and then, like, play music every now and then.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself and I realize, that's just a radio show.
That is just a radio show.
Straight up just a radio show.
You should own a radio show.
I should run a radio show. There's an opportunity to do that at UNL, I think. So, they have their own radio station.
Was that the one we walked past in Allstate and I waved at them?
No, that was not the one. The random one downtown?
Yeah.
Set the scene. We're walking to St. Paul United Methodist Church in Lincoln, downtown, and we walk past a big old window that has guys on a radio station inside, and Quinlan just waved at
them. I waved at them and smiled, and they waved at me back, and they looked at me weird.
Yeah. I would love to run a radio show, though.
I would, too. I mean, I like talking, and I like music.
Yeah, exactly. And
like,
I could be like,
this is
what I'm listening to recently. Here's some Proxima Parada.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, what do you do when you play the song? Just, like, go on your phone?
Yeah. I guess.
I would miss the entrance at the end and be like, hi.
Yeah. Oh, gee. It's like it's like 30 seconds of just nothing. And then you go back. I was playing Black Blast.
Black Blast. Yeah, my bad.
Your chair just break.
I think so.
You're leaning backwards and it made a noise.
I think something has went awry.
Has gone awry? My...
Okay,
so to completely
I'm going to look at the chair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did it break?
There's splinters on the ground.
Did you lean back? Oh, my God. What did you do to that chair?
This is what happens being a big guy.
There's wood flying out of the bottom of the chair when you move it, swivel it. Swivel it.
Well, no, then LT's going to...
That's true. That's a good point.
Well, what do we do now?
We'll get a different chair.
This podcast has...
ruined our school.
So fast. Oh, no.
We need... Okay. But the only thing I have been told so many times in my lifetime, don't just sit on the floor.
No.
Get a chair.
I need to write a warning.
on a mini whiteboard. Chair. Borkin. Chair Borkin. Did you intentionally spell broken wrong?
No, I didn't. I spelled it wrong. I started spelling it wrong, and I was already too deep. Okay.
One of the things I've been told many, many, many times in my life is, you have a good radio voice.
Oh.
I have gotten that so many
times. I think you got a good radio voice.
Because working at the Dam Shack, I'd just be like, Timmy Bim Bob, your damn order's ready, Timmy Bim Bob.
And then Timmy Bim Bob was like,
And then Timmy Bim Bob comes up and goes,
hey, you should be on the radio.
He said, no.
And I say, ha, thank you. I've never heard that.
And now I'm going to make an ego about it.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's a what Jack is.
But I could, you know, that's a what Jack is.
Yeah.
You know how, what are you doing?
I don't know. I feel bad that I broke the wonderful chair.
Yeah.
Can we have a funeral? What's it called? Recession?
What?
What's, it's like a funeral.
Procession.
Procession. I didn't know that.
Funeral procession? Yeah, we can.
Play taps.
Play taps.
Call Darren in.
Bring in Darren with the trumpet. Why is somebody playing trap?
Traps?
Why is somebody playing taps in Miss Pack's old office? That's weird.
The chair broke. Yeah, there's splinters all over.
I like the radio accent. Nobody uses their actual voice.
Yeah.
People are like, wow, look at that.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to be hip.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Rewind.
Well, yeah, they're trying to be hip to, like, millennials, because that's who listens to radio
Yeah,
now.
It's like millennials and the older ones. Gen X?
Yes. Gen X, because my father's Gen X.
How old's your dad?
45, I think.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is Gen X.
Or 47. Dad, I don't know.
Your dad is 15 years younger than my dad?
My mom is 43.
Oh, my God. And that is... My mom is 25, so...
My mom is 25.
Yep. She'll listen to this, and then she'll either look at me condescendingly, or she'll...
She'll be like, oh, Jack.
Or she'll text me, because I'm not in the room.
Yes, and she'll... What will she say?
I don't know. Will she'll probably say, listening to the podcast...
I am not 25.
She'll say, why did Quinlan just say I'm not 25? Yeah. But I could be a radio man. Up next, Billie Eilish.
Bad guy.
It'll be the radio of the future, so absolutely zero people will be listening.
Yes.
And it'll be like, up next, the bleep bloops of...
Well, no, I feel like it's only going to be old people listening. So it'd be like,
yeah,
Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
I mean, that's a banger.
Well, yeah, but it's also old people.
It'll just... Sirius XM, 60.6. You know?
Yeah, that vibe.
I could just... Go full like horror mode. Yeah.
The next song is
that's
the
for like
Monster
a classical
Mash.
Music, a
classical
station.
Music. Yeah,
Beethoven's Symphony 3, following Bach's Third Orchestra.
Yeah, and then it just go into it.
The 17th century was a beautiful time.
Can we get sued for saying people's names?
Saying people's names, no.
Can
I don't
Bach sue
think,
us, although
well,
he's dead?
You could be sued for defamation.
So if I said,
think.
If Bach was
if you
alive.
Said, if you said, like, hey, Taylor Swift, I hate you, and you, like, went full out on that, technically I think they could sue for defamation.
You think Taylor Swift would sue us?
No.
She, like, buys our school?
Yeah, she could. She's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
She... contributes so much to the ozone layer being broken.
We're kidding, Taylor.
I'm not kidding. That's what she.
That is true.
She does.
She
do
takes
that.
Like 20 minute.
Yeah.
Like plane, private jet.
Like private jet flights.
Yeah.
I saw the one graph of her going back and forth, and there's like two planes across the United States, and it's like, oh, they pick her up here and go across here, and then they go to freaking Guatemala.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, yeah. Oh, why do you take a private jet for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I understand. I can half understand. A concert tour is crazy.
Yes.
Also, the magnitude of her concert tours are, oh my God.
Yes. How it's long wild. Was, wasn't it called the Era
the
Tour?
The Eras Tour. She might
Wait,
still
that was
be
like
on
a
it.
Year.
I think she might still be on
is
it.
Is she still on it?
She might still be on it.
What the crud?
I gotta Google these things. But that is definitely one of the highest grossing tours, if not the highest grossing
oh,
tour.
Oh, I bet it's the highest grossing tour.
She straight up like restarted an economy by going to somewhere.
Like actually, like restarted a whole like country's economy.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crud!
Eras Tour. Is it still going? Yeah, it's still going.
How?
It's been going for like it's been going since March of 23.
That's crazy.
Oh, never mind. It ended on December 8th.
Oh, really recently.
Oh, that's that's 2 days in the future. The last show is on Sunday.
Really?
December 8th.
Do you think she's going to be happy that she's done?
I'm sure she'll be.
Do you think she'll ever make more music?
Yes.
There's no reason for her to.
Dude, I hate how Taylor Swift, she will, like, block people from getting number ones. Like, she'll, it's like, some up-and-coming artist is going to drop an album, and it's going to hit number one, and then she'll drop, like...
She'll drop some album.
Dead Poets Society, freaking third...
Yeah, number third eight.
Reich, whatever. Like, it'll be like deluxe, deluxe, super deluxe.
Yeah, super deluxe, Taylor's extended cut.
Taylor's extended cut from the vault, like, yeah. Director's cut.
Yeah, and it gets like 8 billion people streaming yeah. the first 2 days. And exactly, like, okay,
and then she blocks someone from getting number one. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I hate, what was I going to say about Taylor? Oh yeah, concert tours are crazy. The stuff that goes into it, so I can understand taking a jet, maybe for a tour.
But even
still, 20 minutes
to like go on a tour bus.
Come on,
yes, go on a bus. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
I'd have a bus of all my buddies.
Yeah, that's what a tour.
Yes,
that would be hype. I wish I was a famous music artist.
You well, got time
halfway, but like if I ever become a famous music artist, I could. I would. I'd just bring you along as a roadie.
Yeah, I would love that.
You could just chill on the bus. And have a good time.
And on stage, I'd be like, yay!
You could be my hype man. Yeah. I would be singing, like, folksy, like... And she promised me that yeah, I'd be like, more than all the miles combined. Uh-huh. Had yourself a change of heart, but halfway through the drive.
Yeah, yeah. Because
your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign.
Mother chucka.
I'd be singing, like, covers.
Yeah.
That's all we would do.
We could make jazz covers.
Jazz covers.
I could play a cymbal.
I could whip out a tenor saxophone.
I could play a triangle.
You could. I bet you could.
Or it would be tambourine, fun. Maybe.
If I ever become the company of Uber.
Uh-huh.
If I ever, like, start making music and start doing well with that, which... The chances are highly slim.
Yeah.
But if I do that, then I'm going to... My sisters are going to be in my touring band. For sure.
Oh, because they can instrument.
Quinn definitely will be down.
Not me.
Carl, not you. Sister Quinn. Sister Quinn would definitely be down. I keep saying Sister Quinn when I'm referring to her when talking to you. And I'm like, Sister Quinn. And I'm like, she is not... she does not come from a... What, convent?
What is a convent?
That's where all this, the, like... You know, religious sisters, you know, in the sister act. You know, Whoopi Goldberg's sister act.
Yeah, I know Whoopi Goldberg.
I keep referring to her as Sister Quinn. And
yeah, but she's not a real.
She's not a sister, but she's your sister. She's not a nun.
Yeah.
I think that she would be down to be on a tour.
Carl probably would too.
Carl might be down to be on a tour. She would definitely record trumpet for the music that I make.
Yeah.
I would make her do that. Because
my mom could also record a trumpet for you.
Your mom could record trumpet for me.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And then you can record ad libs.
Yeah, I'd be your ad lib guy.
No, you would for sure. I would make you be
I'd
like.
I'd be cowbell.
Hey, Quinn, sing. And then you would do it.
And then I go.
And you'd go. And then I put that on the track. I would 100% do that. I would just put random people. I'd be like, hey, can you sing? And then it would go. Then I would put that right on.
Like, that's going on the album.
That's going on the album. Final
I'll give
mix.
You $4.
I'll give you residuals.
You get half the album's domestic GPA.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be crazy to think about.
I meant to say GDP, not GPA.
GDP, I get it. Yeah. I think about the how complicated it is with like a movie. Did you know? Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know how like actors get paid in like either residuals or they get paid in... Full like
my, hard
a one
cash.
Lump sum like extras they don't get like 0.03% of the revenue.
Yeah, they just get like $20,000 or whatever.
They just get like, you know, $100 for showing up that day.
Yeah,
type thing. I think they should.
I assume because they get like get way too
more. They get way more complicated.
Yeah, because if they have 1,000 freaking extras.
So this thing. So actors normally, I think they get paid a lump sum, but then they also get paid some residuals.
Yeah,
residuals being.
You get,
like,
the whole get, like, profit, two points they get a bit whatever. Of that.
Yeah. So, in the making of Forrest Gump, you ever seen Forrest Gump, Quinlan?
I know the movie. I've never seen
Forrest Gump?
I'm not a big movie guy.
Oh, I'm not either, but you need to come over and watch Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
This weekend we'll do that.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump.
I know he says, Jenny.
I've been saying, that's all I know. What have I been saying? I've been going, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Jenny. It's such a good movie.
And
I
runs.
Cry like every time. So the running scene, I think it was, they were gonna cut it from the movie, and they were
Why?
Gonna because it was a time or something. I don't know. And Tom Hanks and the director, Robert Zemeckis, I might be wrong on the last name.
Sorry if he is.
Sorry, Bobby. But so they didn't want that scene to be cut. Uh-huh. And they said, oh, well, you're going to have to pay for it. And so they took a chunk of their money that they were being paid, like a couple $1 million, I think, out of both of them, to pay for that scene. And they replaced it with however many points for, like, residuals.
Yeah.
So instead of getting paid more in lump sum, they got paid more in, like, percentage from the movie. So...
And they got banked.
Yeah. So the movie freaking shot like crazy, and it's... a very well-selling
like
movie.
A super popular movie.
Incredibly well-known.
And
well-known and...
It did amazing. Did it do good in box office?
I'm sure. That's kind of what I'm trying to... The point I'm trying to make. Forrest Gump, box office. It made $677 million.
Wow!
That's actually crazy when I think about it. During its theatrical run.
Yeah, well, and then there's all the DVDs and Blu-ray.
How did it make a profit?
Oh, I bet it did.
Made about $678 million on the budget of $55 million.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah. So, yeah, they made percentage. So they made a lot of money by making... They took a risk, but they made a lot of money.
But that risk, that's like gambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Points.
Points.
It won six... It won
Grammys?
Six Academy Awards. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. They were nominated for 13.
Holy crud.
That's kind of whack.
There's got to only be like 20 a year.
Highest grossing movies.
Ever. What do you think it is? Wait, take a guess.
Star Wars. I have looked at this wiki page several times.
Well, so do you know it?
I think so.
I'm going to guess.
It's probably not what you think.
Is Twilight a movie?
Yes.
I'm going to guess that one.
It's not Twilight at all.
Is it?
It's director's James Cameron.
I don't even know who that is.
I know, yeah. It's Avatar.
That's so stupid.
I think it's Avatar. Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb that it's Avatar. And I remember in 2018, mainly because Jax Films talked about it a lot, and I was watching Jax Films in 2018, when Avengers Endgame came out, they were rooting so hard for Endgame to pass Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did. It was the highest grossing movie of all time, Avengers Endgame. And then Avatar passed it again.
It came back.
I don't know if it just sells that many DVDs or something, but it came back.
Whoa.
And that makes me genuinely angry. Yeah. So then I think about it. There's at least 50 movies that gross more than $1 billion. And
that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, there are at least 50 of them.
$50 billion.
Forrest Gump only grossed $600 million, and it's like a all-time classic? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make you mad for a little bit, okay? You know what I... Until Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2 is now the eighth highest grossing movie of all time.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Inside Out 2 freaking outsold Inside Out. How much did Inside Out make? Inside Out... The OG isn't even on the top 50.
What? Inside Out 2, that's
Bingle.
I don't like that.
So, here's what makes me mad.
Uh-huh.
The highest grossing Disney movie.
Yeah.
Until Inside Out 2. And I guess Marvel is owned by Disney now, but shut up.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay, the highest grossing like Disney movie.
Uh-huh.
Until Inside Out 2. What do you think it was? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of good ones. So,
yeah, like Moana.
Moana. Or, and that did very well.
Mulan.
Mulan. That's Disney.
I think Mulan would be good.
Yeah, it should. Should be up there.
Or Little Mermaid.
This makes me so angry. It's not the Little Mermaid.
Is it Hunchback of Notre Dame?
The highest grossing Disney movie, until Inside Out 2,
is
The Lion King. The 2019 version.
Oh, my God.
That makes me so angry.
At first, I was like, The Lion King? I was like, okay, why are you mad?
Why are you mad about that? That's great. It's the 2019 weird live-action animated one.
Fake animal.
That made $1.6 billion.
What?
Inside Out 2 is at nearly 1.7.
Oh my god.
Here's the list. Avatar is number one. Avengers Endgame is number two. Yeah. Avatar Way of Water?
I don't even know what that is.
The new one that came out in 2022?
That's number three?
How did that make so much money?
Who watches Avatar? Who's
talking about that?
Yeah, who are the Avatar fans
and where can I
find them?
I see people talking about going to watch Despicable Me 4. I don't see anybody talking about going and watching
Avatar. Yeah, I don't think I've ever... Who?
I'm sure it's a great movie.
What fan base is that?
I know. To be the third highest grossing film of all time?
Of all time.
Adjusted for inflation, the highest grossing film is Gone with the Wind, I think. But...
Horse one?
From like 1939.
Really?
Yeah. Well, adjusted for inflation. So like, yeah. And inflation's like crazy. So
crazy.
So, you know.
That, what? That's stupid.
Doesn't that make you angry?
I'm angry.
That makes me so mad. Dude, this is, I genuinely love this wiki page so much. But okay, so here's the list of highest grossing films.
Yes.
Of all time. Freaking Avatar. Uh-huh. Avatar Endgame. Uh-huh. Avengers Endgame. Avatar Way of Water.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Titanic. Yeah. Star Wars The Force Awakens from 2015. What? New ones make more money because I guess more people have more money to go to the theater.
Yeah.
Spider-Man No Way Home from 2021.
I think that's a good pick.
I guess. Inside Out 2. Which is crazy.
Yeah, that is stupid, I think.
That's still in theaters. Jurassic World. Oh my god. Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park. What? Jurassic World. The Lion King live action. The Avengers OG from 2012.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 7.
Why 7?
I don't know. Top Gun Maverick. That one. Remember when that was out?
That makes sense.
Made more than Top Gun. I guess just like more recently. It's kind of like how Spotify, the top listened Spotify songs are not like Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's like
Blinding Lights.
Yeah.
I love wiki pages like this. Top Gun Maverick. Frozen 2.
I haven't even seen that.
Frozen 1.
That's so stupid. I know, it's just because it's the sequel. So people are like, we loved Frozen 1. We must watch Frozen 2.
Isn't it crazy? Do you think that by these numbers, more people have seen Frozen 2 than Frozen 1?
No, I just think people probably... Less people went to Frozen 1's like box office and watched it at home throughout the years.
I think that this is the worldwide gross. That takes that into account. So more people watch Frozen 2 than Frozen 1.
I don't know, maybe because there's more kids just, like, heard in the about world.
It? I don't know. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
They popped out more children.
Then the Barbie movie. I've heard it's very good.
I've heard it's good.
I've heard it's very
good. Is Oppenheimer on there?
We'll see. Avengers Age of Ultron. The Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Really?
$1.3 billion. That did very well.
That's crazy.
I still haven't seen it, honestly.
Oh, I think...
I need to watch it.
And I've heard it. I heard it was okay.
I've heard it was good.
I think it's all in marketing.
It's, oh, dude. Well, I mean, you take the biggest video game franchise, make a movie out of it, and it's actually good.
I think with the same with Minecraft movie. If it's good...
It's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, because... Because
it's just... It has the name Minecraft in it.
Yes, and every child...
Yeah.
In their right mind...
Everyone's going to watch it, even if it's bad. Foaming at the
mouth to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I hate Harry Potter.
That's the last one. I've seen all the movies.
Are they good?
I don't like them.
Exactly. I haven't watched them in a long time. I haven't seen any of the movies or read any of the books.
I tried to read the book.
I still hate Harry Potter.
I tried to read the first book, and then I gave up.
He's a nerd.
Because I was a kid. My sister loves Harry Potter. Roy likes Harry Potter because he's a nerd.
Roy, I'm going to punch you.
I'm a Hufflepuff, turns out.
What am I? A Gemini?
You're a Hufflepuff. 100% you're
a Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff is like, they. I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
They're nice. They're nice people.
Oh, I'm nice.
Okay, this is what I know.
Is Harry Potter Hufflepuff?
He's a Gryffindor. Gryffindor is like brave people.
He's not brave. He has circle glasses.
He's not brave. I haven't read him.
He's a nerd.
So he's Gryffindor. Hufflepuff, they're like caring and nice, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Exactly. Ravenclaw, they're like smart.
they're
like nerds. Yeah. And then Slytherins are like jerks. I guess. I don't know how to...
Why don't they just get rid of that faction?
They're like cunning and...
And conniving.
And will betray people, you know?
Oh, they'll do anything to get to
Deadpool and Wolverine has grossed $1.3 billion.
That is a good movie. $1.3 billion, that's crazy.
I'm just going to go through these.
But that's because Wolverine came back.
Yeah, Star Wars Last Jedi, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, what? Frozen, there's Frozen. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast, 2017. So is with the, Emma Watson, live action.
Yeah. The live actions are terrible.
I know. Incredibles 2.
That's okay.
Fate of the Furious. Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Iron Man 3. Minions. Minions.
Minions!
Minions. Okay. I'm going to go to highest grossing. Look at this. So, highest grossing film franchises.
Fast and Furious.
No. Marvel.
Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel. Marvel has grossed over $31 billion in 34 films.
That's almost $1 billion.
Then it's Spider-Man, which is still Marvel.
Just superhero.
Star Wars, Wizarding World, which is Harry Potter. James Bond.
Really?
James Bond. I've never seen... We didn't even find a James Bond movie in that thing. But there's 27 films, so that'll kind of put them up there. And they each... Average, they gross $300 million.
Okay, I was like, whoa! Sorry.
Avengers, which is Marvel. Uh-huh. X-Men. What?
That's one of the two.
What are these lists? Highest grossing franchises and film series.
Where's Fast and Furious? I could have
sworn it was different. Avengers, X-Men, Fast and Furious.
Yay!
Then DC, then Batman. I could have sworn that...
It's all superheroes, because nerds like superheroes. That freaking
Minions was up there. I could have sworn that...
Yeah, where's Despicable Me?
I could have sworn that Despicable Me was up there.
You know how many Facebook moms like Despicable Me?
I know. Oh, maybe that's highest grossing animated movies. I've been on that wiki page too. Highest grossing.
Car? Do you think Cars is up there?
Highest grossing.
Just because there's like six movies?
Cars? Oh, yeah. That's Pixar. You know?
Oh, are you looking only at.
Highest grossing animated movies. Okay. Highest grossing animated movies. Oh, Home Run's almost over. Highest grossing animated movies. Inside Out 2, Lion King, Frozen 2. Okay, we already got to those. Minions, Toy Story 4, Toy Story 3, Despicable Me 3, Finding Dory, Zootopia, Lion King. It's Pixar.
Yeah.
It's Disney. And Super Mario Bros. Movie is Illumination. So.
Illumination?
Minions is also Illumination.
Oh, Illumination. I thought you said Illumination.
No.
As in...
Illumination! Okay, I gotta read an outro fast.
Okay, go.
I think the bell's gonna bing-dong.
Oh, fast.
Thank you for listening to Homeroom. I've been Jack.
I've been Quinn.
We really appreciate your continued support and everything. Homeroom's over. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. If you want just me, that's at Jack Cheever on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. If you want Quinlan, go to his house or something.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Yay.
The quote is, don't listen to Harry Potter.
Don't listen to it.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, have a good day.